Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Monday, January 5th. I'm Jonathan Linden in for Elizabeth Arkalian. 2 decades ago, Fresno was considered the city with the highest rate of concentrated poverty in all of the U.S. But how is the economy doing now? It depends on who you ask.
It's really hard right now for everybody.
Coming up, we look at recent data and speak to residents and community leaders. That story in just a moment.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Fresno State, providing short courses and activities for everyone 50 and better. Spring semester registration begins January 14th. More info available at fresnostate.edu/OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, where learning never ends.
And now to our feature story. In 2005, a national report revealed that the U.S. city with the highest rate of concentrated poverty was Fresno. Now, 20 years later, we wondered, have those economic conditions changed at all? KVPR reporter Israel Cardona Hernandez spoke with residents who are still struggling to make ends meet, but also with some organizations working to turn the tide. Israel brings us this report, followed by a conversation with Central Valley Daily host Elizabeth Arkalian.
Jonas Paulos is an advocate for homeless veterans. That's partly because he himself was homeless as a child in his home country of Ethiopia.
I never forgot how horrible it felt to be homeless at age 7.
He later moved to Fresno, where he lived for 40 years, but he was still homeless off and on, even up until last summer.
You know, I experienced homelessness myself due to a lot of things, due to literally to my mental health breakdown. But this last one is I divorced my wife in April, and so I had to leave. I had 60 days, you know.
Welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good.
Now, after a long time, he finally has a place he can call home. That's where he composes poetry and sometimes pulls out his bongo drums. However, his new place is not in his hometown, but instead an hour south, in Kingsburg. That's because Fresno is simply too expensive.
How would you describe the economic situation?
Oh my goodness, I would say terrible. Seriously terrible.
That's despite indications that the city's economy is improving. In 2005, the nonprofit Brookings Institution revealed that Fresno contained the most concentrated poverty of any U.S. city. That means it had a high concentration of census tracts where at least 40% of residents live at or below the poverty line. This report shocked city leaders, especially Ashley Swearingen. At the time, she was leading an economic development office at Fresno State.
It was like a sucker punch that our concentration of poverty and the racial segregation of our city was that bad.
She says this report was a big reason she ran for mayor a few years later. And after she won, it influenced her 8 years in office.
It was the first time I really saw so concretely that place, our neighborhoods, are such a huge driver in whether or not a person has access to economic opportunity.
Now, she leads the nonprofit Central Valley Community Foundation. It aims to create jobs and economic opportunity. And recently, data from her organization show Fresno's concentrated poverty has dropped by 68%.
I fell off my couch when I saw that in the draft numbers.
Yet, even with this progress, for many, Fresno still hardly feels like a prosperous city. A KVPR survey revealed many residents feel the city's economy has stayed the same in the past 20 years or even gotten worse due to rising costs of housing and utilities and wages that aren't keeping up. All of that can make any progress feel like nothing is changing. On a recent morning, hundreds of people were lined up at a food drive at a park in downtown Fresno. Like Maria Benitez.
Para mí no ha mejorado nada.
For me, nothing has improved, she says. Anthony Lopez agrees.
Oh, extremely worse, sir.
And there's Karina Sanchez.
Really hard right now for everybody.
But organizations across the city are working to combat these problems, like Martin Park, the nonprofit hosting this food drive. The organization provides parks for neighborhoods in need, and their weekly food drive offers fruits, vegetables, bread, and meat to people downtown.
That's all the stuff that later, the open stuff.
Andrea Barajas has volunteered for Martin Park for 3 years, even when she's faced her own hardship, like the death of her daughter. She says she is here to help the people in her community. It's something that came natural to her, and she felt compelled to come and get involved. In West Fresno, Live Again Fresno is another nonprofit that offers after-school programs and free meals to kids living in under-resourced neighborhoods. Richard Burrell is its director.
All I really wanted to do is make sure that these kids had a healthy meal when they came home from school and help with homework.
Many of these students live in motels on Parkway Drive. That is where Jonas Paulos previously lived too, before he had to leave Fresno to survive. He says he wants to see economic conditions improve in ways that give people hope. For KBPR News, I am Israel Cardona Hernandez.
And Israel joins me now to discuss his reporting a little further. Hey, Israel.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Okay, so first of all, I want to note that this topic we're going to discuss can get pretty nuanced. And it's true that sometimes data can indicate one thing and then people's lived experiences can be different. I know you've been reporting on economics in Fresno for months, and there were just so many experts who didn't make it into this story. So what have some other economists told you about where Fresno is heading?
Well, it took a very long time to write this story and make it happen. But I spoke with many experts who shared some of the results of the latest studies conducted in California, most specifically here in Fresno. Previously, I had the opportunity to speak with different economic experts, and I even spoke with a researcher from the Brookings Institution. Mm-hmm. And the majority of them, they say that Fresno has the potential to grow, economically speaking. It has, the first one, it has access to a lot of resources, and as well, it has a unique location. I mean, the proximity to the mountains and the coast, that are a big part of what makes Fresno special. And also they say that the city's greatest asset is also its greatest weakness, which is agriculture. I mean, because Fresno, it provides a lot of the resources for all throughout the nation, but the weakness about agriculture is because it's really seasonal. Mm-hmm. I mean, which affects the unemployment rate. It increases the unemployment rate when it's not the right season for something. And I would say, like, one quote that I really stuck out to me whenever I was speaking with the experts is from Blake Conksel. He's the CEO of Fresno Regional Workforce Development Board. And he really made myself, like, thinking when he told me the solution for Fresno lies within Fresno. And I would say, like, what really that meant is that we are the problem solvers, right? Change isn't just going to come up from outside or a miracle or so. Mm-hmm. We're the problem solvers. It starts from us, with the people who live and work here. If Fresno is going to grow and improve, it's because the people of Fresno decided to make it happen.
You know, the data that prompted so much of this action decades ago was from a 2005 report on concentrated poverty by the Brookings Institution. Could you tell us more about that initial report? But also, you recently got to interview a Brookings economist, so tell us what they shared about concentrated poverty in Fresno.
Yes, so the report wasn't specifically intended for Fresno, but rather for New Orleans, I mean, in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Their research examined Hurricane Katrina's in 2005, the immediate impact, assessing the devastation in the Gulf South while comparing metropolitan areas that are the other cities of the U.S. The expectation was that New Orleans would contain the highest concentration of poverty in the U.S., but I mean, it took a surprise because Fresno, it was right at the top.
Wow. So Fresno beat New Orleans.
Exactly. Wow. So, I mean, it was amazing because many people from other cities didn't know about the existence of Fresno at all. So, I mean, the researcher that I interviewed, Glenn Correa Haskins, told me that the more recent data from the Brookings Institution and from other organizations has shown that the Fresno's economy has been much healthier than the past two decades, referencing that the wages of people who do not have a university degree have been increasing.
Hmm.
She also mentioned me that part of the improvement was due to the efforts of local leaders, such as the Central Valley Community Foundation, Fresno County Economic Development Corporation, known as the Fresno EDC, and Fresno Regional Workforce Development Board.
And just a note for listeners, the Central Valley Community Foundation is a financial sponsor of KVPR, but that did not impact the reporting that you did, Israel. Okay, in the story, you also mention a KVPR survey, which many of our listeners might remember hearing promos of that over our broadcast. Over 24 people filled out this questionnaire for us. What were some of the things that you learned hearing feedback from people in the community?
First, I'm going to step back. Mm-hmm. I want to thank all the people that listen to the promos and the people that were willing to answer the surveys. So they were the ones that really made this story possible, right? So we heard back from 28 people of all ages. Most of them felt that Fresno's economy hasn't changed at all or has worsened it. Now, what stood out to me, I would say, is that they have mixed thoughts regarding to Fresno. Some of them, they say that Fresno is a really easy place to live. And some of them, they say like Fresno is very difficult to live. And
Financially speaking,
that's right. And one of the things that people noted about Fresno, the advantage of Fresno, it's about its closeness to other areas. The people, they said that is a great advantage, like going to the coast, going to the mountains. And I would like to mention one of the things that one of the people who responded the survey, which is, I'm going to read, Fresno needs to diversify its economic base away from agriculture. Hmm. So that really made clear that, okay, agriculture is good, but we need to, you know, step out of that kind of field. And I would say that almost everyone who responded mentioned the same major economic burdens that I talk about in the story. Housing costs and utilities are top of the list, but many also mentioned basic expenses like groceries, childcare expenses, and also how tough it is to find a job.
KVPR reporter Israel Cardona Hernandez, thank you so much for joining me and speaking about your reporting.
Thank you for having me.
That was Central Valley Daily host Elizabeth Arkalian speaking with KVPR reporter Israel Cardona Hernandez. And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Israel Cardona Hernandez, Carrie Klein, and me, Jonathan Linden, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Jonathan Linden. You can find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.